All right, today we're diving into something I know we've all encountered, those little imperfections on plastic products.
Yeah.
You know, sprue marks, we see them all the time, but how many of us actually know what causes them?
It's funny, most people don't realize the complexity behind something as seemingly simple as injection molding. It's a blend of science, AD art, and to really tackle those sprue marks,
right?
we need to get a grip on both.
So we're playing detective today, huh?
Yeah.
Uncovering the secrets behind smooth plastic surfaces.
Mm.
Our sources point to three main suspects: gate design, the injection molding parameters, and the properties of the plastic itself.
Yes.
And apparently there are some wild stories in here about high-speed plastic jetting and even AI predicting molder problems before they even happen.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You can't solve a mystery without understanding the scene of the crime. In this case, that's the mold.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So what's our first clue?
Well, one of the biggest culprits when it comes to sprue marks is the gate, which is basically the entry point for the molten plastic into the mold.
Okay.
Think of it like a doorway.
Right.
If it's not the right size or shape,
yeah,
things can get messy.
Okay, so the gate is like the gateway to smooth plastic, but if it's messy, we get those marks.
Precisely.
Yeah.
The size of the gate is critical. If it's too large, the plastic flows in too slowly and can stagnate near the entry point, leaving behind those thick, obvious sprue marks.
Oh, okay.
But if the gate is too small,
yeah,
the opposite happens. The plastic is forced through too quickly,
oh,
causing it to jet into the mold.
Jetting? Is that like when you squeeze a tube of toothpaste too hard and it splatters everywhere?
It's a similar concept. That high-speed jetting creates irregular patterns and surface imperfections.
Huh.
It's all about finding that sweet spot where the plastic flows smoothly and evenly into the mold cavity.
So it's a delicate balancing act. Too big, you get those thick marks. Too small.
Right.
It's a plastic splatter party.
Exactly.
Sounds tricky.
It definitely can be. Early in my career, I was working on a project where we used a pinpoint gate.
Okay.
A tiny, precise opening. We thought it would give us a clean finish, but it actually caused the plastic to stick to the gate pin during demolding, leaving rough marks on the product.
So even with the best intentions, you can still end up with sprue marks if you don't consider all the factor.
Exactly. And it's not just about the size.
Okay.
The shape and angle of the gate, especially for side gates, can also lead to issues like fusion marks.
Okay.
Those faint lines caused by the plastic flowing together from different directions.
Okay.
It's a constant game of optimization. I remember spending weeks on a project just tweaking the gate size until we found the perfect flow.
Wow. I bet that was a lot of trial and error.
It was. But that's what makes injection molding so fascinating.
Yeah.
Every project is a unique puzzle to solve.
Okay, so we've got the size and shape of the gate down. What else do we need to watch out for?
Well, the location of the gate is crucial, too.
Okay.
You can have the perfectly sized and shaped gate.
Yeah.
But if it's in the wrong spot,
yeah,
it can still cause problems.
Makes sense. I'm guessing placing it right on a visible surface wouldn't be ideal.
That's an obvious one.
Right.
But there are more subtle considerations.
Okay.
For example, placing a gate near a thin-walled section can cause something called a short shot, where the plastic doesn't fully fill the mold, leaving a visible trace.
Oh.
Or you might get sink marks, those little depressions on the surface.
Mm.
If the gate isn't strategically positioned to allow for even cooling and shrinkage.
So gate placement is like a strategic game,
yes,
balancing aesthetics and structural integrity.
You've got it. It's about anticipating how the molten plastic will behave as it flows through the mold and making sure it reaches every nook and cranny without causing any unwanted blemishes.
It's like you need to think like a plastic molecule.
You could say that. But gate design is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
The parameters you set during the actual injection molding process also play a huge role in whether or not you end up with sprue marks.
You mentioned earlier that injection molding is a blend of science and art.
Right.
This sounds like where the science really kicks in. Tell me more about these parameters.
Think of it like tuning an instrument.
Okay.
You can have a beautifully crafted violin, but if it's not tuned properly,
yeah,
it won't sound right.
Yeah.
In injection molding, those tuning knobs are parameters like injection pressure and speed.
So if those parameters are out of whack, you get a bad sounding plastic product, like with sprue marks.
Precisely. For example, if the injection pressure is too high,
yeah,
it can cause the plastic to swirl excessively around the gate.
Okay.
Much like whipping cream too hard.
Interesting. So high pressure is like over whipping the plastic.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And on the other end of the spectrum,
okay,
if the injection speed is too high,
okay,
it can generate excessive heat due to friction.
But wouldn't faster injection be better for production speed? Isn't time money?
It is.
Yeah.
But there's a trade-off.
Okay.
Think of it like driving a race car. If you push the speed too high,
yeah,
you risk overheating the engine and causing damage.
Right.
Similarly, high injection speed can create sheer heat.
Okay.
That's the heat generated by the friction of the plastic flowing quickly through the gate. This can lead to burn marks on the plastic, especially if it's a heat-sensitive material.
Okay, so it's not just about speed. It's about finding that balance between efficiency and quality. You don't want to sacrifice a smooth finish for a faster production time.
Exactly. And to make things even more complex,
yeah,
the properties of the plastic material itself,
right,
also play a significant role.
Mm-hmm.
Different plastics behave very differently during injection molding, just like different ingredients react differently to heat and pressure when you're cooking.
All right, let's dive into the world of plastic. How do these material properties affect sprue marks?
Well, one key factor is viscosity.
Okay.
Which is basically a measure of how easily a liquid flows.
Right.
Some plastics are naturally more viscous,
mm-hmm,
meaning they're thicker and don't flow as easily.
Okay, so I'm picturing this thick, viscous plastic trying to squeeze through the gate. It doesn't sound like it's going to end well.
You're right, it can be a problem.
Yeah.
That thick, viscous plastic can stagnate near the gate, leading to those prominent sprue marks.
Mm.
It's like trying to pour a thick pancake batter through a funnel. It's slow, messy, and might not fill the mold properly.
So if thick plastics are a problem, should we just stick to using really fluid ones, like water through a straw, no problem, right?
Not necessarily. If a plastic is too fluid,
oh,
it can flow too quickly and lead to that jetting effect we discussed earlier. It's like trying to fill a balloon with water from a high-pressure hose.
Right.
It splatters everywhere and
yeah,
you don't get a smooth, even result.
Ah, so it's about finding that Goldilocks zone for viscosity.
Yeah.
Not too thick, not too thin, but just right.
Exactly.
Got it.
And it's not just about viscosity.
Okay.
Some plastics are also very sensitive to heat.
Mm.
Remember when we talked about shear heat?
Yeah, that heat generated by friction during injection.
Right. Well, some plastics, like PVC,
yeah,
can actually decompose at high temperatures.
So if you use a heat-sensitive plastic and your injection speed is too high,
yeah,
you're risking more than just a few sprue marks.
Absolutely.
Okay.
High temperatures can cause the plastic to degrade, leaving behind burn marks and discoloration. It's a delicate balance, especially when working with heat-sensitive materials. I learned this lesson the hard way early in my career when working with PVC. I had to adjust the process carefully to avoid turning the final product into a melted mess.
Wow, that sounds stressful.
It was a learning experience, to say the least. But it highlights just how crucial it is to understand the interplay between material properties, process parameters, and gate design.
So we've got our three main suspects, the gate, the parameters, and the plastic itself. It's like a delicate dance between all these factors to achieve that perfect smooth finish.
You could say that. But the story doesn't end there.
Oh.
In recent years, there have been some truly game-changing advancements in technology that are revolutionizing the way we approach injection molding.
Ooh, this is where it gets really interesting. I've heard whispers about AI and smart sensors taking over the factory floor.
It's not quite a takeover.
Okay.
But those technologies are definitely making a huge impact.
All right, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
Spill the beans. What are these high-tech solutions to our sprue mark woes?
Well, for starters, we have precision molding techniques that allow for incredibly fine-tuned control over the entire process. It's like going from a hand-drawn sketch to a high-resolution digital image. The level of detail and accuracy is just phenomenal.
So we're talking about a whole new level of precision. How does that actually work?
One of the key players here is computer-aided design, or CAD, software.
Okay.
This allows engineers to design and optimize gate designs with incredible precision,
mm-hmm,
avoiding those pitfalls of poorly sized or shaped gates that we talked about earlier.
Right.
But CAD software goes beyond just design.
Okay.
It can actually simulate the flow of molten plastic within the mold.
Wait, so it's like a virtual injection molding machine.
Exactly.
That's cool.
This simulation allows engineers to predict and prevent potential problems like short shots or uneven filling before they even happen.
Oh, wow.
It's like having a crystal ball that can foresee injection molding issues.
That's amazing. So we're not just relying on trial and error anymore.
Oh,
we can actually see how the plastic will behave before we even make the mold.
Precisely. And that's just the beginning.
Okay.
Another game changer is the integration of smart sensors into the injection molding process.
Right.
These sensors are like vigilant guards, constantly monitoring critical parameters like injection pressure, speed, and temperature in real time.
Okay, I'm picturing these little sensors inside the mold, keeping an eye on everything. But what happens if a sensor detects a problem? Does it sound an alarm?
More than that, the sensors can actually trigger immediate adjustments to the process.
Oh, okay.
For example, if a sensor detects a sudden spike in pressure that could lead to burn marks,
yeah,
it can automatically adjust the injection speed to compensate.
So these smart sensors aren't just monitoring, they're actively preventing defects from happening in the first place.
That's incredible.
It's a huge leap forward in terms of quality control and efficiency.
Yeah.
And we're not done yet.
Right. There's more.
There are even more cutting-edge developments on the horizon, like AI-powered systems that can predict and prevent molding problems before they even occur.
Okay, hold on. AI. That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. How is AI being used in injection molding?
Well, you can think of AI as a superpowered detective, constantly analyzing vast amounts of data from past injection molding runs, looking for patterns and insights that humans might miss.
So it's like AI is learning from experience, just like a seasoned injection molding expert, but on a much larger scale.
Exactly. And the more data it analyzes, the smarter it gets.
Right.
For example, AI can identify gate locations that have historically caused problems, allowing engineers to proactively adjust the design before even starting a new production run.
That sounds incredibly powerful. It's like AI is helping us avoid making the same mistakes twice. That's one of the key benefits. And AI can go even further,
okay,
predicting optimal injection molding parameters based on the specific material and mold design. This helps to minimize the risk of sprue marks and other defects,
mm-hmm,
resulting in higher quality products and less wasted material.
It's like having a digital molding guru guiding every step of the process. But with all this talk of high-tech solutions, are we forgetting about the basics? Is gate design becoming obsolete?
Not at all.
Okay.
Even with AI and smart sensors,
yeah,
understanding the fundamentals of gate design, injection molding parameters, and material properties is still essential. It's like having a solid foundation in music theory before you start experimenting with electronic synthesizers.
I like that analogy. It's about building on that foundational knowledge and using technology to enhance our capabilities, not replace them.
Precisely.
Got it.
It's a collaborative effort between human expertise and technological innovation.
Right.
And it's leading to some truly remarkable results.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yes, we have.
Before we move on, let's recap what we've learned so far.
Absolutely. So we started with the mystery of sprue marks.
Right.
Those annoying blemishes that can mar the surface of plastic products.
Yeah.
We learned that the gate, the entry point for the molten plastic,
uh-huh,
plays a crucial role in preventing these marks.
Right.
The size, shape, and location of the gate all need to be carefully considered to ensure a smooth, even flow.
And it's not just about the gate.
Right.
The injection molding parameters,
yeah,
like pressure and speed, also need to be fine-tuned to avoid problems like over-whipping or burning the plastic.
Exactly.
And we can't forget about the material properties themselves.
Of course not.
Different plastics have different viscosities and heat sensitivities.
Right.
Which can dramatically affect how they behave during injection molding.
Absolutely.
It's like a delicate balancing act between all these factors.
It is.
But thankfully, we have, yeah, some incredible new tools at our disposal.
We do.
Like precision molding techniques, smart sensors, and even AI-powered systems.
All helping us to achieve a higher level of quality and efficiency than ever before.
Exactly. It's an exciting time to be involved in injection molding.
Yeah.
And the future holds even more possibilities. But before we dive into those,
okay,
let's take a closer look at how these advancements are playing out in the real world.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'm ready for more stories from the front lines of injection molding innovation.
Great. We were just talking about those high-tech advancements like AI and smart sensors, and I think it's fascinating to see how they're changing the game, not just in theory, but in actual manufacturing settings.
Yeah, I was reading about these new polymers that are designed specifically for better flow.
Yes.
It's not just about tweaking the machines anymore. We're literally engineering the plastic itself for smoother molding.
Exactly. These new polymers are like the superheroes of the plastic world.
Okay.
They flow more easily into the mold, reducing the risk of those stagnation points that can cause sprue marks.
Right. It's almost like switching from a thick pancake batter to a smooth, pourable crepe batter. Both make delicious things.
Yeah.
But one flows a lot better.
Okay, that's a tasty analogy. So by using these superflow polymers, you're essentially tackling the Sprumark problem from the material side even before you get to the injection process itself.
Right. And it's not just about fluidity.
Okay.
We're also getting much more precise with controlling mold temperatures.
Yeah.
Remember how we talked about those heat-sensitive plastics that can burn or discolor at high temperatures?
Yeah, it sounded like a real balancing act to keep those materials happy during molding.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
But with these new temperature control systems,
mm-hmm.
we can keep even the most sensitive plastics at just the right temperature throughout the entire molding cycle. It's like having a personal thermostat for every single molecule of plastic in the mold.
Wow, so not too hot, not too cold, just perfect for those picky plastics.
That's the goal.
Mm.
And this level of temperature control not only prevents those unsightly burn marks,
right,
but also helps to improve the overall quality and consistency of the finished product.
Okay, we've got better materials, better temperature control. Are we getting closer to that sprue-free utopia?
We're definitely moving in the right direction. And now,
yeah,
enter the most exciting player on the field. Artificial intelligence? Or AI.
All right, AI. This is where it gets futuristic.
Yeah.
I know AI is being used for everything these days, from self-driving cars to writing poetry.
It is.
But how is it impacting injection molding?
Well, in the world of injection molding, AI is kind of like a super-powered detective constantly analyzing massive amounts of data from past production runs.
Right.
It's sifting through all those variables, pressure, speed, temperature, material properties, gate design,
yeah,
looking for patterns and connections that humans might miss.
So it's like AI is learning from every mistake, every successful run, every tiny variation in the process, and mm-hmm. building up this huge database of knowledge.
Exactly. And the more data it analyzes, the smarter it gets. For example, AI can identify gate locations that have consistently caused problems in the past, even if those problems were subtle or seemingly unrelated.
So instead of engineers scratching their heads trying to figure out why a certain gate location keeps causing defects, AI can point out the problem before it even happens.
Precisely. It's like having a digital molding guru whispering in your ear, "Hey, I've seen this before. If you put the gate there, you're going to have trouble."
That sounds incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
But is that all AI can do? Just point out potential problems?
Not even close.
Oh.
AI can also go a step further.
Okay.
And actually suggest optimal injection molding parameters based on the specific material and mold design.
So it's not just preventing mistakes, it's actually optimizing the entire process.
Exactly. It's like having a personalized recipe for every single plastic product you make.
Wow.
AI can tell you the ideal injection pressure, speed, temperature profile,
yeah,
even the best type of gate to use,
hmm.
all based on its vast knowledge of past successes and failures.
That sounds almost too good to be true.
It's pretty amazing.
But I'm sure there are some limitations, right?
Of course.
AI can't be perfect, can it?
Well, no system is perfect, of course. But the beauty of AI is that it's constantly learning and improving.
Right.
The more data it has, the more accurate its predictions become.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't have a perfect solution, it can significantly narrow down the possibilities,
yeah,
saving a ton of time and effort in the trial and error phase.
I'm starting to see why people are so excited about AI's potential.
Yeah.
But are there any downsides to this technology?
Like,
could we become too reliant on AI and lose those essential human skills and intuition?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that AI is a tool, not a replacement for human expertise. The best results come from a collaboration between human ingenuity and artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Think of it like a partnership.
Mm.
AI can handle the heavy lifting of data analysis and optimization, while human engineers bring their creativity, critical thinking skills, and experience to the table.
So it's not about humans versus machines.
No.
It's about humans and machines working together to achieve something greater than either could alone?
Exactly. It's about leveraging the strengths of both to push the boundaries of what's possible in injection molding. And this collaboration is leading to some truly remarkable results.
Yeah.
We're seeing faster production times,
yeah,
less wasted material,
right,
and a higher level of quality and consistency than ever before.
It sounds like a win-win situation.
It really is.
But with all this talk of AI and high-tech solutions,
mm-hmm,
are we forgetting about the basics?
Not at all. Even with AI and smart sensors, Understanding the fundamentals of injection molding is crucial.
Okay.
AI might be able to suggest optimal parameters, but if you don't understand WHY, those parameters are important.
Right.
You won't be able to troubleshoot problems or adapt to new situations.
So it's like having a fancy GPS system in your car. It can tell you the best route to take. But if you don't know how to read a map, you'll be lost if the technology fails.
That's a perfect analogy. AI and smart sensors are powerful tools.
Right.
But they're not magic. They work best when they're in the hands of skilled engineers who understand the underlying principles of injection molding.
It's like that old saying, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day.
Exactly.
Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
Exactly. And the same goes for injection molding.
Yeah.
We need to equip the next generation of engineers with both the technical skills and the fundamental knowledge to continue pushing the boundaries of this fascinating field.
Well said. This conversation has given me a whole new appreciation for the complexity and ingenuity that goes into creating those seemingly simple plastic objects we encounter every day.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It's often the things we overlook, the objects we take for granted,
yeah,
that hold the most fascinating stories.
Right.
And those stories are worth sharing, worth exploring, worth appreciating.
Speaking of stories, I'm curious about your personal journey into this world. What sparked your passion for injection molding?
You know, it wasn't a straight path.
Okay.
As a kid, I was always fascinated by how things worked.
Mm-hmm.
I'd spend hours taking apart old radios and toys, trying to understand the mechanisms inside.
So you were a natural born tinkerer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that curiosity eventually led me to engineering school, where I stumbled upon the world of materials science.
Was it love at first sight with plastics?
Not exactly. Mm-hmm. I was initially drawn to metals.
Okay.
But then I took a class on polymer science and was completely blown away by the versatility and potential of these amazing materials.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first saw the injection molding process in action, I was hooked.
What was it about injection molding that captivated you?
I think it was the sheer elegance and efficiency of the process.
Yeah.
The idea that you could take a handful of plastic pellets and transform them into intricate functional objects in a matter of seconds was simply mind-blowing to me. And then the more I learned about the science behind it, the more I realized how much artistry is involved.
Yeah.
It's not just about following a set of instructions. It's about understanding the nuances of the materials, the process, and the design to create something truly exceptional.
It's that blend of science and art.
Yes.
Of precision and creativity that makes it so fascinating. And it's a field that's constantly evolving.
Absolutely.
With all these advancements in materials, technology, and our understanding of the process, I can only imagine what the future holds for injection molding.
I think we're just scratching the surface. We're on the cusp of some truly revolutionary breakthroughs. Imagine a world where every plastic product is flawlessly smooth, where sprue marks are a distant memory, and where we can create objects with complexity and precision that we can only dream of today.
That's a future I'd love to see. And I have a feeling that with the brilliant minds working in this field, that future might not be so far away.
I agree. It's an exciting time to be involved in injection molding. And I can't wait to see what we accomplish together in the years to come.
It's amazing to think how far we've come from those early days of injection molding.
I know, right?
Tinkering with gate sizes,
yeah,
struggling with inconsistent results.
Okay, well,
now we have AI analyzing mountains of data, suggesting optimal parameters before we even start a production run.
It's a true testament to human ingenuity.
Yeah.
And our relentless pursuit of improvement.
Right.
And the best part is we're not even close to hitting the ceiling.
Oh.
There are still so many unexplored avenues, so much potential waiting to be unlocked.
You mentioned earlier this idea of a sprue-free utopia.
Yeah.
A world where every plastic product is flawlessly smooth.
Right.
Do you really think that's achievable?
Mm.
Or will there always be that element of imperfection, that tiny reminder?
I see what you mean.
Of the complex processes behind these everyday objects.
It's a fascinating question.
Yeah.
I believe that as our technology and understanding continue to advance, we'll get closer and closer to that ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we achieve absolute perfection, I think there will always be a certain beauty in the imperfections.
Oh.
A story etched into the surface of each object.
Like a fingerprint, a unique signature of the process that created it.
Exactly. And those subtle variations, those tiny imperfections, are a reminder that these objects are not just mass-produced commodities.
Right.
They are the result of human creativity, ingenuity, and a constant drive to push the boundaries of what's possible.
This deep dive has definitely changed the way I look at plastic products.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never see a simple plastic bottle or a toy the same way again.
I'm glad to hear that. It's often the things we overlook,
yeah,
the objects we take for granted, that hold the most fascinating stories.
Right.
And those stories are worth sharing, worth exploring, worth appreciating.
Absolutely. And I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
To our listeners, next time you pick up a plastic product, take a moment to consider the journey it took to get there. From the design process,
right,
to the injection molding machine, mm-hmm, to the finishing touches. There's a whole world of science, art, and human ingenuity hidden within those seemingly simple forms.
And who knows? Maybe one of you listening will be inspired to contribute to the future of this fascinating field. Maybe you will be the one to develop the next groundbreaking material.
Right.
Or the algorithm that finally eliminates sprue marks forever.
Wow.
The possibilities are endless.
So keep those minds curious, keep exploring, and never stop asking questions. Until next time.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.